ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's biggest drug trial is back in court in Lautoka this morning after a dramatic start to proceedings. Four of the nine people accused of importing more than 4 tonnes of methamphetamine pleaded guilty just before the trial was due to begin last week. Police say the drugs found in Nundi last year, worth more than $2 billion Fijian dollars, were bound for Australia and New Zealand, with Fiji the transshipment point for a transnational criminal network. So our Fiji reporter, Lide Mavono, is at court and has been following the case closely. With that, I say, Yandere Lide.
Yandere Vinaka and Malalele Agi.
Thank you so much for joining us. Lide, this guilty plea, though, it came right at the last minute. What happened and how does it change things in court today?
Agi, yes, it was quite unexpected, and even the prosecution themselves didn't know about it until minutes before the trial was to begin last week on Wednesday. However, four of the nine accused, and that includes David Heritage, Kathy Turambe, and two others, changed their pleas to guilty. Their lawyers informed the court just before it was about to begin, so it changed how things were meant to have gone through last week in terms of the trial. We had been looking forward to hearing testimonies from, for example, four out of the nine accused who had been given immunity and were going to testify against the rest of those standing trial. What we do know now is that the trial begins again today, and it starts with the testimony of those immunity witnesses. It does change the shape of the trial dramatically, because I guess it means that for those who have pleaded guilty, they can seek lenient sentences, but for the trial itself and for the case of the prosecutions, it should make it stronger, but a lot of that remains to be seen this morning, Aggie.
Yeah, and Lide, can you tell us a little bit more about them? You know, some of the ones that were about to take the stand, right, for the prosecution this week again were actually charged themselves at the start.
That's right. We do know that there are 65 witnesses in total that the Director of Public Prosecution plans to call in this next 2 weeks. But today, we hope to hear from those who had been part of the nine accused and who have been offered immunity in order to testify. And what we understand is that they are going to be basically, they're the minor players in the operation, but their testimony should still speak to something that the ABC has been paying close attention to, which is how is it that the cartels and the big drug suppliers from the Americas are able to infiltrate authorities in the Pacific, as well as, of course, here in Fiji. But the prosecution saw a lot of value in giving them the opportunity to take the stand, and we should find out in a little over an hour why that is the case.
Yeah, I mean, look, this case has drawn huge attention. I'm wondering, how are authorities treating it, and what does it actually say about how serious the drug problem has become in Fiji?
You know, Aggie, it's been the talk of the nation, the complexities around this case, because we have had evidence go missing. We've had police officers in police stations where the evidence, basically the drugs, had been kept, arrested for tampering with evidence. We'd had issues around the destruction and the disposal of the drugs itself, because this was 4.8 tons, if our reports are correct. This is the biggest haul ever. When it was brought into where it was eventually found, neighbors thought it was construction material. That's how much it was.
Wow.
So there's been a lot of complexities around that. And then we've even had a few weeks ago, one of the main accused persons caught on a yacht, allegedly on his way out of the country. So it's been quite a controversy, and a lot of people are speaking up about what they're seeing as weaknesses in the way cases are handled, particularly drugs cases.
Mm.
But we're seeing that authorities are treating this as a major issue, and it looks to be a major turning point. We're seeing a difference in the way the government authorities are treating drugs, especially, I think, because of the scale of this particular haul. But it's quite alarming to the people of Fiji, and they're speaking up about it, Agnes.
Mm. Lide, how much has changed since the drugs were discovered last year, in terms of how Fiji is actually responding to the country's really growing drug problem?
Well, what we're seeing is that Fiji, in the past, we saw Fiji as being the transit point, and at least that's what the authorities were saying, that's what the researchers were saying. But the worry now is that a lot of that is spilling into local communities, and we're beginning to see it. As you might know, the Pacific put together an investigation last week that showed that, you know, even some of the biggest villages around the country, they're seeing paraphernalia, they're seeing drugs, paraphernalia, at their very doorstep, Aggie. So authorities are speaking up about it. People also are speaking up about it and calling on the judiciary and the prosecution to do better in terms of prosecuting these people, because this is also the biggest number of local people to be charged in relation to such a huge drug raid. But there's growing pressure on the government now, Aggie, because in recent weeks, we've seen the arrest of even people working within our narcotics bureau. So while on the one hand, we see the government stepping up and putting more money and resources and reaching out to Australia and New Zealand in terms of technical expertise, in terms of, you know, setting up a proper narcotics bureau and a proper intelligence officers. At the same time, we're seeing right now out in the public an increase of drugs use and an increase of drugs paraphernalia in public places. But there's a lot more collaboration now between Fiji and other Pacific Island nations, along with Australia and New Zealand, where, as we understand, a lot of these drugs are heading to eventually. Mm.
It will be very interesting how this trial unravels. But so I do want to go back to that. How long do we know the trial is expected to take? And can you clarify how many witnesses, again, are expected to appear?
Sure. So initially, the drugs trial was meant to take 3 weeks. We were told that it was going to take, you know, the entire month and maybe spill on to the next. But with the last week's four accused persons now pleading guilty, we expect from words within the prosecution's office that it's going to take shorter. So 2 weeks and a bit is what they're looking at. There were 65 witnesses in total that the ABC managed to see as being ready to testify. But that should now change as well. We know that today and over the course of the week, we're going to see some of the former accused persons themselves giving testimony, and we're also seeing a lot of police officers. And we will be keeping our audiences updated with what we're finding out from court, Aggie.
Of course, yes. And I know it's only in less than an hour for that trial to begin. But as always, Vinaka Lide, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Malo.
That is Fiji reporter Lide Mavono here on Pacific Beat.